My eyes trail the kitchen. Spotless, lavish, and extremely out of my budget. I could never dream of affording something like this, even if I worked every single day for the rest of my life. You have a beautiful house, by the way. Thank you for letting me spend the day with you and Aiden.
I should be the one thanking you, Kana,
he says, crossing his arms over his chest.
You saved me back there at the school. If it wasn't for you, Miss Brown would have kept berating my kid. She needed some sense knocked into her, and I'm glad you were the one who did it.
Anyone in my position would have done the same thing. She's a damn lunatic. The last part comes out as my fingers trail the edge of the countertop. I can see my reflection gazing up at me. That's how clean it is. Did Aiden fall asleep all right?
Yeah, he's fine. It didn't take him long to knock out.
Greg shifts his weight between his legs and he wets his lips. He kind of looks nervous. I can't imagine why. Hey, is everything all right? I ask, feeling somewhat awkward by his demeanor. Do you want me to go? I completely understand if I've overstayed my welcome.
No. No, Kana. You're fine. You haven't done anything wrong. It's just that...
Greg scratches at his chin.
I have a favor to ask you. I need your help.
I blink, but then slowly nod. Sure, I guess. What do...
Can you marry me?